I don't think the world is ready for $1 million Bitcoin.
If there's a strategic Bitcoin reserve, we're going to see the price of Bitcoin go up, and there could be a game theory phenomenon.
The real irony and the laugh is going to be when MicroStrategy buys Microsoft.
Oh my God.
Bitcoin will most likely absorb the monetary premium that sits in real estate over time, and real estate will collapse to its utility value.
Bitcoin is truth because it is the best mirror that we've ever created as an investment class.
The next big downturn will reveal Bitcoin's durability.
Bitcoin's gravity is that the bigger it gets, the bigger it gets.
It is what prevents it from happening again.
We're Trojan horsing the state. We're Trojan horsing Wall Street.
This is not going to be one financially. This is going to be one physically.
Bitcoin is on discount right now.
Buy as much Bitcoin as you can and hold on for it for as long as possible.
If you're an institution, if you're a fiduciary, you're not digging into Bitcoin, you're not learning about it, you are violating your fiduciary duty at this point.
I don't know how optimistic I would be about the world if it weren't for Bitcoin.
You can send $1 million from here to France in half of a second with zero fees.
This thing's going to take over the world, or it's going to get shut down.
It's going to have a far bigger impact on society than the internet, far bigger impact than AI.
Bitcoin is going to be the capital of the world.
Bitcoin can become the new global reserve currency.
We just need a catalyst sufficiently large enough to charge up the masses to make massive shift.
I really do think it will be before Bitcoin and after Bitcoin. I think it's that big a revolution.
If Bitcoin is just this treasury asset that makes rich people richer, then we have failed.
What I found was a 50-year psyop by the federal government.
Bitcoin is the new unit of account.
I do have the Bitcoin maxi mindset of everything that I put money in is effectively selling Bitcoin.
You can pick any date in the history of Bitcoin, add on 4 years, and it's worth more.
I do not have a business if Bitcoin doesn't survive.
If you want to take over the system, you have to slowly get into the system and start to permeate it in every single aspect.
Just as money has been manipulated, so has the law.
To think of inventing something, not cashing in on purpose, clearly there was no profit motive here.
Your money in the bank, first of all, it's not your money. Second, it's not on the bank. Third, it's not money.
$1 million a coin by 2028. I mean, this is going to happen. It's inevitable.
You're going to die anyway, so you might as well live free.
When you know that your savings will grow in purchasing power over time, everything looks better.
Anyone who thinks holding was easy is just so delusional.
Fiat inflation is probably 10-12% a year, right? That's how much people are actually getting wrecked if they don't buy Bitcoin.
Bitcoin will absolutely demonetize residential real estate as an asset class.
Bitcoin isn't volatile. Humans are volatile.
The problem I've got with Bitcoin is that it's so attractive of an asset that there's nothing you really want to use it as collateral for.
Blind trust in developers is a huge risk because developers are fallible.
Nobody cares what the unemployment rate is if they can't get a callback for a job they are highly qualified for.
I own a house in Malibu, $40 million. It's a complete waste of money. It's still stupid. I'd rather have $40 million of Bitcoin.
The United States government gets to issue $100 bills that cost them 7 cents to produce. They're not going to let anyone mess with that business.
Are we going to stand up like men and say we want to live free, or are we going to argue amongst ourselves about the placements of commas versus semicolons?
I adopted this better money. I cannot be taken advantage of.
Just keep verifying, not trusting, and level up your game. We want our Bitcoin to continue to be worth something.
This is the first thing that's ever been invented by mankind in 12,000 years that is valuable and can't be stolen.
The Bitcoin network doesn't care if you're a billionaire or you have two Satoshis to your name. Bitcoin levels the playing field.
Anyone who tells you they know what price it ought to be is out of their mind.
The final price explosion of Bitcoin will be hyperinflation of all fiat.
What a terrible tragedy it would be if your Bitcoin died with you.
If even one more person decides to start saving in Bitcoin to change their life by learning about Bitcoin, my show will have been a success.
Nothing is going to stop Bitcoin. As people go deeper into that, they're never going back.
While I'm gone, I truly hope that the ethos of Bitcoin as freedom money doesn't go away. I hope that the ethos as Bitcoin as a censorship-resistant form of cash doesn't go away, and people still fight for that vision.